Thousands of people had their lives and homes upended following Hurricane Sandy. One of them is Stephen Drimelis. He lives alone in a small house in Ocean Breeze, Staten Island. It's a neighborhood that was submerged under 8 feet of water. WNYC's Jim O'Grady met Drimelis as he and his neighbors went through their damaged homes, cleaning up and salvaging what they could.
I came on Drimelis outside his house on Buell Avenue as a couple of Good Samaritans with supplies asked what he needed.
Toothbrush, anything like that?
A toothbrush I can use.
Yeah, all right.
Drimelis is 46 and works for the city department of transportation. He installs signs and muni meters. 7 years ago, he moved from Brooklyn to this neighborhood on Staten Island's East Shore because he says it was cheap and across the street from the beach. He knew flooding was a possibility, so a year ago, he built a new foundation and raised his house by 4 feet. The night Sandy hit, he stepped outside to smoke a cigarette and check on conditions.
As soon as I opened the door, the water started pouring down. Shut the door, locked the door, I got to my car, the water was up to my shin. Another minute or two and I wasn't getting out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's how fast it came in.
Drimelis fled with the clothes on his back and some papers he managed to grab. Everything else was destroyed, including a set of appliances he'd bought at the end of a year-long renovation. He escaped, but his neighbor, 89-year-old Ellen Norris, did not.
She lived with her daughter here on Buell, and they got trapped in the house. Her daughter survived. And she's now in a funeral home. They're having a service for her right now, as we speak.
Drimelis stands in his gutted, muddy house and recalls that when he returned, he came on an accidental stroke of luck.
I did my laundry the night before. I put it on my bed because I was too lazy to put it away. And after the storm, my bed was floating in the water. My clothes were still on top of it. I came back the next day after the storm. I pulled all the clothes off my bed. They were all dry. Can you believe it?
So you waded into the water in your house and you pulled your dry clothes off of your floating bed.
Yes.
Since the storm, Drimelis has been piling up garbage on the street and digging out from the mud. On nights when a friend can't put him up, he sleeps in his car. Drimelis is fighting for time and money. He's gutting his home down to the studs and bleaching it to outrace a fast-blooming mold. He says his insurance company has already lost his paperwork, so he's filing it again. In the meantime, FEMA sent him $2,500 to find temporary housing. That'll pay for less than 2 months' rent in Staten Island. Or he could save it and keep sleeping in his car. For NPR, I'm Jim O'Grady in New York.